pretend by smiling to have found. It's such a pity the shape I'm in. I must get on my feet again. Can't stay this way. This just doesn't seem to be my day. Should have stayed in bed, my pillow wrapped around my head, instead of waking up to find a nightmare of a different kind. She went away. This just doesn't seem to be my day.
Hello, hello, hello. How's everyone doing tonight? It's 3:10 in the morning. What else? Well, this is DJ Tems. This is my first radio show that I'm doing by myself. So, let's see. Are there any buttons for cheers? I'm looking, and I see nothing. Then again, I have astigmatism in both my eyeballs. So what can I really see? Anyways, how are you guys doing tonight? I know you can't hear me, and I can barely hear anything myself. Gonna turn up my own mic so I can hear. Hold on. Testing something. Okay, it didn't work. What I wanted to test did not work, but I think everything's fine for now. I haven't really thought about what I wanted to talk about at all. I'm doing great. Well, that's a lie. That's a lie. When you interact with people on a daily basis, and they say, hey Glarmbo, how you doing? And you reply, what do most of you guys reply? You say, I'm okay, or I'm okay, or I'm okay. And the last two were the same because, well, that's just how it is, I think. The song I just played, by the way, was called Bubble Dream by Chon or Kon, C-H-O-N. You decide. I think the pronunciation is prescriptive, no descriptive, I mean. So it's up to you. I don't really care that much. I think the first part of this show, I'm just going to talk for a little bit, get used to my own ears, and make sure I'm actually, I think I'm on air. Just let me confirm real quick, you guys. Let me get settled in. I'm pulling, if you guys can't see, but I'm pulling the mic closer as I lean back while also scooting my chair forward. Now I'm pushing the mic away because that wasn't really as comfortable as I thought it would be. Nope. Yeah, all right. I think I'm settled. Hold on, give me 3 seconds. I'm running over some cords with my chair right now. I gotta fix that. Fixed. I'm back. I was gone, but now I'm back. No worries. So, you guys are probably wondering if you're listening, why is this show called the Lalua Makana Show? What's that about? Well, my friend. My main man, Luke McConaughey. You may know him as Luke or Luke. Well, he did a show last year, and he called it the Lalua Makana Show because he had the show, but I would come on, and we would do like collab work with this other fellow. This other pleb, his name is Shiv. Shiv Cryogenics. Interesting guy. These are my two main bros. I've known him since freshman year, but that's not really important. What is important is that, you know, it's important to understand what is important. What's important right now is to know that importance is important to understand. Do you understand? I hope so, because I'm hardly following myself here. Yeah, I can see why people will lose their minds doing this radio biz. I'm not gonna lose mine because I've already lost it. Wink, wink. No, I've definitely already lost my mind. So I feel pretty relaxed, you know. 3 a.m. on a Wednesday morning. It's going to be 54 degrees today. I mean, That's pretty exciting, you guys. Give it up for New England. Speaking of the weather, I think it's broken. Stay with me now. Stay with me. The weather is broken, y'all. What? Snow? You gotta be kidding me. You gotta be pulling some legs here. My legs in particular. Because last week it was a blazing 71 degrees. There were fans out. I busted out my fan because I was too hot in bed. Now, tonight, a low of 15. Are you kidding me? Are you pulling both my legs off? I need these legs to walk. Walking is overrated. I say that because I skate. I don't know if you see me around. I am the black guy with the blue skateboard and the light up wheels. That's what I do. I don't walk anymore. I walk uphill and on terrain that my wheels can't handle. But soon I will have my legs replaced with skateboards. Not my legs. I guess just my feet. Yeah. Because if my legs were replaced with skateboards, I don't really know how that would work out for me. For me in particular. I'm still trying to figure out this board I have at hand. I'm not really sure if I'm too loud or not loud enough. If anyone wants to call in and let me know if I'm too loud or not loud enough, that'd be great. Just call in at WMFO. Hold on. I think our number is... I know what our number is. I work here. Now, I'm not stalling because I know... Wait, no, that's TUPD. Our number is 617-627-3800. That's 617. I hope you heard the rest because I don't really like doing that whole repeating jab. Yeah. Now, I've never done this radio biz before. I think I've said that 12 times now, but what's most important is to not go back into that asinine loop that I did, is to not have more than 2 seconds of dead air. I think that's very important, just to keep things rolling, keep things going. So what can you expect from this show? Well, you can expect music like what was just played. The artist was Chon, Chon. And I played two songs. The first one was called Can't Wait. And the second one was called Bubble Dream. That's right. Bubble Dream. And I'm going to... That I classify that music as... I guess mostly like prog rock. You know, progressive rock. Border... I wouldn't call it metal. Some would disagree or agree with me. That's just how us humans work. Either you agree or disagree, or no. You either agree or disagree to some extent, even if just a little bit. So I'll play like some progressive rock. I'll dabble in some instrumentals. If you guys have ever heard of a young dead lad by the name of Nujabes was a prominent figure in the hip-hop, instrumental, smooth, something. He was something. He was spectacular is what it was. He was. And I'll play some songs from his albums, particularly Model Soul. That's the way to go. And sometimes I'll just talk, sometimes I'll just make some noises and sounds until I figure out where all the cool sound buttons are. For now, I'm gonna enlighten you guys in a couple words that I've created. Words, you'll say, yes, words. I created some words, new vocabulary, you know. Have you ever heard of a glarmf? That's G-L-A-R-M-F, a glarmf. You never want to put your glarmps too far into the kettle, lest your flomps get all ruined. Flomps? F-R-F-L? Man, I can't spell tonight. I cannot spell tonight. I don't know what's going on. I just can't spell. Never mind. So now you know about glarmps, flarmps, and I'm sure a lot of you have heard about flumps. Flumps are anything and everything. That's basically the definition you're going to get tonight from your boy DJ Tems. Also about my name, there's a service, not a secret service, just a regular medic service on Tufts University campus called Tems. They make sure people don't die on a daily basis. My main boy Shiv Cryojangis is on Tems. I feel like a lot of people admire Shiv. He's a very calm, collected, usually collected guy. And he's kind of trustworthy. Most of the time. I feel like we all have that at least that one friend that will go out of his way to make your life a living hell mentally. Because everyone else may pander to maintaining safe, comfortable relations with each other. But I feel like Shiv, or I don't know if this is bad-mouthing him, so I'll use a different name. You didn't just hear Shiv. The name I meant to say was Mikhail Saxena. He's like, he'll give it to you straight and then warp what he just gave you sometimes. But he's an honest guy. He's very level-headed. I don't know why am I talking about him? I think for now I'm going to take a break, reassess, figure out this sound stuff, and play you another song by Chon. And this song is called something. I'll tell you afterwards. So relax, sit back, and enjoy the music. Peace. Did it work? I guess not. Well, let's try that again. Thank you. Hello, hello. How's it going, y'all? Good, good. I assume you said, okay. That was a callback to the earlier joke. Anyways, it's 3:30. And I'm thinking it's time for... One second. Just reaching. That's what that noise was for. Just reaching. Let's see. I believe it's time for a PSA. Now, I look forward to this part every time I do this. And I've only done this once, so I look forward to it now for sure. For sure. Let's see if we can find anything about cats. I wanted to do one about cats. I don't think I can find one here. What is up? Where are all the cat PSAs? Oh. Okay. Maybe. Oh wait. All right. I found an animal one. Listen up. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? The Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoption or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. This has been a PSA, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford. Word. This is DJ Thames working his first shift, his first night shift ever at this fine station. You know, I think I'm gonna try and get our university's President Monaco up here at 3 a.m. I think it's possible. I don't see why not. I feel like we are close friends now. He tells me I can call him Tony, you know? That's a warrant for friendship, guys. That means we're brothers. BR, you know how to spell brother. But yeah, I think we're close now. So it'd be cool to get him up here at 3 a.m. If he's down for it, obviously. I think he'd be down, you guys. I think he'd be down. Man, talking with no response is so weird. So weird. I should definitely invite people to come to the show. I think I'd like to have Obama on the show. President Obama. I think he's here right now. Yeah, come in. Thank you for having me on the show, Timmy. Thank you, President Obama. So, President Obama, what is your current stance on fried pita chips? I believe that the American people can always use more fried pita chips. Okay. Cool. And are you a dog person or a cat person, President Obama? I'm glad you asked that question, Tammy. Michelle's been asking me that for about 20 years now. And I keep telling her, I am a dog person. Let me be clear. It's not that I don't like cats. I just feel that dogs are infinitely better. You know, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. President Obama, I don't know yet. I personally, what are you about to say, Mr. Timmy? Now, Mr. President Obama, you're on my show, okay? So don't be trying to, President Obama, don't be trying to step to me, okay? Of course. I'm sorry. That's right. You better be sorry. Anyways, when I was a kid, Obama, can I call you Barack? No, you may not. That's fair. But yeah, when I was a kid, I was chased by dogs, at least 5 times since throughout my childhood. Have you ever been chased by an animal on 4 legs that's clearly faster than you and wants your flesh, President Obama? No, Timmy, I can't say that I have. That sounds unfortunate, no doubt. And I think for the good of all the people of America and of this world, it's best. What was the question again? President Obama, you're gonna have to duck out. Seems I'm getting a call. I'm getting a random call right now. Let's see. Hello. Oh, hold on. Hello, you listen to WMFO. Who's speaking? Oh, wait. Hello, you listen to WMFO. Oh, wait. Haha. Ha. Hello. Oh, man. I messed up my first call ever. Oh. Darn. That's rough. Okay. That's hello? Wait, maybe they can. Huh? Can you hear me? Hello? Oh. Hello? Oh. Already hung up. Or no, I hung up on him. Right. That makes more sense. Okay. Once flashing, I'm gonna press this phone button. And then I'm going to press the preview button. And I'm going to hold down TalkBack. Okay. Let's do it. Boom. All right, can you still hear me?
Okay. What's up? Not much. I'm gonna attempt to. Oh, I saw this. I don't think you have to hold down anything ever.
I did it. I did it. Hello?
Hello?
Success! Praise whoever you believe in, everyone. Praise whoever you believe in. life is good. Let's see.
Good work.
Thanks. Something's off.
You finally figure it out. And you're like, something's off.
I know.
What does that mean?
It means I can't really hear you that well.
Well, turn up my volume.
I think you're as high as it goes in 420. I'm not even talking, but I think you're as high as it goes.
Well, maybe it's your headphone volume isn't loud enough.
Maybe. Yeah.
Those are two separate volumes.
Okay. Wait, you're totally right. Go on.
Hello?
Say that again.
Hello?
Say my name. DJ Khaled?
DJ Khaled?
Thank you.
You important.
You smart. You loyal.
You important.
You
I respect you.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Hey, here.
Here's $10,000.
Here's $10,000. Here's another one.
Buy a house.
Buy your mama a house.
Buy your uncle a house.
Buy your grandma a house. Buy your dog a house. Buy your fish a house. Buy your house a house.
Buy your house another house.
Now, for everyone listening, we are doing a DJ Khaled impression. That's what he does. This is what he does. And we really appreciate him. We think he's a great, great man. You know, a lot of depth in his work and his lyrics. But one thing I can't understand, caller, try and guess what I can't understand. You go ahead and say what I can't understand about DJ Khaled.
Okay. What?
Okay, whoa. I figured something out. Oh, snap. Wow. I'm turning up. Oh, wow. Interesting. I found the knob for the headphone volume control, and everything's... Whoa. This is amazing. Whoa. Hello.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Wow. I've been really close with this mic. Way too close. caller, how's this sound?
It sounds the same to me.
Interesting that you'd say that. Now, caller, give me a second while I fiddle around with these knobs. So I got one knob that says monitor 1. Let's see what it does what happens when I turn it down. Hello, 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 hello. Oh, hello, and goodbye.
Hello.
Interesting. I don't really know what happened.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Sir, I think you can say hell. I'm not really sure, you know.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello. All right. What are you up to, caller? What's your name? What's your name, sir?
Oh, my name?
Your name. Say your name.
Bartholomew.
It's great talking to you, Bartholomew. What are you up to right now? Like, give us a visual, you know? Also, right, so how is my volume right now, Bartholomew?
You sound great.
Awesome. All right, yeah, talk to us. What do you got?
All right, so picture this. So, you got my house, right?
Sure, sure. Got your house. Wait,
I live in the basement.
You live in the basement of your house?
What?
You live in the basement of your house?
I live in the basement of my house.
Is that by choice?
Yes.
No one's forcing you to live in the basement of a house.
What?
Because the basement of the house in most homes is not ideal. Give us, how's the basement look? Is it nice? I don't know.
It's adequate.
Adequate. Really?
It's adequate.
Hmm. Well, I guess that's fair.
So picture this adequate basement.
Okay.
I'm in the bed.
Word.
There's not much in between my room and the room above me.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta be quiet. So now I'm under all my covers. And it's pretty cold, but I'm under so many covers right now. I feel like I'm gonna sweat my... Can I say balls in the air? I feel like I'm just talking about baseballs. I'm gonna
of course.
So many balls, dude.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta watch out to make sure your baseballs don't get too clammy. No doubt. Do you have air conditioning? You say you're sweating right now?
I'm under, like, all my blankets to try to be quiet.
Well, caller, why don't you just get out of those blankets?
Because I'm trying to be quiet.
Oh. Okay.
That's the whole point.
That's the whole point.
You're missing the point.
Listen here. I never miss the point.
You're missing the point.
Maybe I am. Maybe I am. Can you tell us your favorite food and what you've been doing for the past 2 hours, caller? Bartholomew?
Pork elbows and galumping.
Pork elbows and galumping?
No, galumping.
Glorping.
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 Yes.
Nice. That's really what we want to hear on WMFO. We want to hear that our listeners are always glorfing and always are pork elbows edible. There's like explain that really.
You just nibble the weenus and you suck the juices from the weenus.
Right.
This is the euphemism. This is a real thing.
You know, yeah. No, yeah. Your weenus?
No, not my weenus. A pork weenus.
Okay. Yeah, we can work with that. That's cool. I remember my... Actually, no, I've never had pork weenus before. But it sounds delicious. Sounds really salty. The texture. What's the texture like? What's the texture of pork weenus?
Crusty. A little bit.
Crusty?
Yeah, crusty.
Interesting.
Chafed? Yeah.
Okay. Like ashy?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay. Well, Bartholomew, I think we have time for a few more back and forths right now. What time do you usually go to sleep, Bartholomew, on Wednesdays?
Probably like...
Sir, please don't yawn on air. Thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you. I don't know, it's just one of our policies. We don't like when our callers yawn on air.
I understand.
It affects.
I won't do it again.
Let me explain our policy. It affects so many people when you yawn because of the psychological effects of it, you know. And people all over the nation that are listening to this radio right now, millions of people awake at this time in Boston listening in. are going to just start yawning for no reason. The butterfly effect, sir. The butterfly effect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, anyways, I'm sorry to cut you off there. Go on.
I forget. What was I saying?
I forget. sleep.
Oh.
Yes. Indeed. Go on.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm looking for all the fun buttons I can press. I don't know where they are. Where are all the cool buttons, caller?
What buttons?
Yeah, like to make weird noises. Like, whoop. Do I have to make those myself?
Unless you have them on your computer.
Oh, I see. So I can just like pull up a sound on my own device and then play it.
Yeah.
Word.
Or like plug it in and then play it.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. What kind of sounds? What are the hip sounds of your people right now, sir?
I've been hearing a lot of badoinks lately.
A lot of badoinks?
Yeah.
Badoinks, you say?
They're rare, but I prefer them.
You prefer them? You prefer badoinks? Yeah. You prefer them to badoinks. What, Bartholomew?
Hello?
Yes.
What?
What do you prefer them to? Hey, Obama.
Relax.
Go on.
I prefer them to loud claps.
Oh. And what about some... give me a second. I just pulled something up. What about something like this? What do you think of that sound?
Was that breathing?
That was a whoosh.
I do not prefer whooshes.
Hmm. Well, that's okay, I guess. Whatevs. I can't find any badoinks. All I see are... I searched on YouTube and all that came up was explicit material, and I just cannot. I cannot play that. I cannot play that stuff here, you know?
Badoink?
Yeah. You can look it up yourself, sir. Yeah.
Badonk or badoink?
Badoink.
I could see badonk being explicit.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you want to play guess that? Oh, wait, no. We're out of time. Hey, thanks for calling. We'll play this game next time if you call again. And what was your name again?
Bartholomew.
All right, Luke. I'll see you later. Yeah, thank you for calling, sir. This was you've been listening to DJ Tems. Also, what do you think of that name? It's like, is it like cool or is it fine or what? Hello? Well, alrighty then. I guess he's gone. That's cool. We're back. It is 3:55. You guys have been listening to WMFO in Medford. WMFO 91.5. Yes. It's almost 4 o'clock. I think we have time for... one more song. We've been keeping the chone rhythm, the chone feel. So we're just gonna keep on doing that with the last top song. I've only been playing the top song so far. This is the fifth top song. and it's called Book. I'll probably say that again. See, this talking is all for show, because all I'm doing right now is prepping to play the song. So, yeah, thank you for listening to WMFO in Medford. This is DJ Tems, a.k.a. Tammy Owoyemi. Welcome to Miami. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Wrong song. We've all been there. We've all been there. No worries. No worries. No worries. No worries. No worries. I'm just gonna search what I want and just play the song I want, just like that. Your boy's Hemi got a hold on things for sure. For sure, he's totally not just lost all his marbles.